Extra, Extra, The Latest News from Heaven by an Unknown Author. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 22:12. Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. This God-man, despised, rejected, and crucified, judged as guilty and cast out by this wicked world, this man is coming back again. This holy, harmless Son of God had a mock trial, and he was condemned to die. He was given the full extent of the law, even the death of the cross, the death meted out to the lowest criminals. But he is not dead. Listen. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Revelation 1 verse 18. Death could not hold in bands this incorruptible, sinless man. God raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, the place of power and authority. And this very same Jesus is coming to this earth again. But this time he is coming with power and great glory. Someone may ask, how do you know that he is coming? Because the Bible, the Word of God, emphatically so declares in multitudes of passages in both the Old and the New Testaments. These were written by men of God who lived thousands of years apart. Take the testimony of the two men heard by all the disciples who witnessed the ascension of the Lord. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1, verse 11. Observe the human name is used, Jesus, proving that he is coming as a man, the glorified, wonderful man. Here we have a twofold witness, the two men from heaven dressed in white, and 11 men on earth washed white in Jesus' blood. The 11 men on earth had seen him go into heaven, and the two men from heaven assured them that he should be seen returning in like manner. He went away visibly to the eyes, audibly to the ears, and in a physical, tangible body. And as such, he will return again, but he will be visible to the entire world. Every eye shall see him. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Revelation 1 verse 7. Reader, are you ready to meet him? Some will weep and wail at his presence. Will you? Get ready to meet him. Receive him as your Savior now. Jesus stands with outstretched arms to receive you. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should repent and live. 2 Peter 3 verse 9. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1 verse 12. This is for you who read these wondrous words. Get ready to meet the King of Kings. He is coming. He exclaims, surely I come quickly. Provisionally Christ put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews 9:26. And now he is coming to put it away in this world. He is actually going to put sin away. And if you are in sin, he will be obliged to put you away also. Get rid of sin now by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. Through believing on Jesus. Be at peace with God now by accepting the reconciliation with God that Christ has made for you by his death on the cross. Surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22, verse 20.